أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يكسب خطيئة أو إثما ثم يرمي به بريئا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I'm going to talk about accusation in Islam. Actually, it is very important that we should understand it, that what does Islam say and what does the ahadith of the Prophet and the ahadith of the Ma'sumin say about the accusation. Those brothers and sisters who followed the previous lecture, I have talked about the importance of the subject. And I explained the accusation and the meaning of accusation. And also I have talked this matter according to the Holy Quran. And first of all, we understood that Quran emphasized about this matter that all the believers should leave this habit and they should not commit accusation. It is a very great sin. And those who are doing this, of course, they will be punished with a very great punishment. As you know that I have recited a verse in the beginning of my lecture, just I would like to translate it for you, and then according to the hadiths of the Prophet and the rest of the Ma'sumin, I will continue my discussions about the accusation, which means tuhmat or buhtan. And I also, in previous lecture, I told you that there is difference between accusation and backbiting. Backbiting means that you are backbiting the others and you are saying some wrong of the others, while actually they have and they possess that characteristic, that attribute, but they do not like that the other people also get informations about that habit. So it is backbiting. But accusation means that you do not have, and actually that person do not have this attribute and this characteristic, and you are blaming him in a very false way. And the grade of accusation is much more than backbiting. Almighty Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً, those people who are committing a fault, أو إِثْمًا, are committing a sin, ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا, then they accuse the others, فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا, of course, they committed a wrong thing, and they accused the others, and they committed manifest sin. Ithman Mubina. As you understood it, and we talked in detail in previous lecture, now in this lecture I am going to talk about this matter, I mean accusation or buhtan or tuhma, which says in Arabic. So we will talk about this matter according to the hadiths. What does a hadith say about this matter? The first hadith which is I'm going to talk about is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household. Our Prophet said, those people who are accusing the others, in the hereafter they have a place in the hill which is full of fire, and there is a mountain in the hill, and that mountain is from the fire. And the place of this person who is accusing the others will be on that mountain of the hill, and he will be live there till he either prove this claiming and this accusation, or they can be done it. The hadith is this, which our Prophet said, من بهت مؤمنا أو مؤمنة أو قال فيه ما ليس فيه أقامه الله تعالى يوم القيامة على طل من نار حتى يخرج مما قاله فيه. The translation of this hadith is very clear and obvious. Our Prophet said, those people who are accusing the others, either that person is man or woman, mu'minan aw mu'minatan, aw qala fihi ma laysa fihi, or this person say about that man and woman, about that believer, a thing which that believer does not have that, in this thing which this person is saying about that person, he does not possess that. أَقَامَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى تَلٍّ مِّن نَارٍ. Almighty Allah will put him in the hereafter on the mountain of a fire, a mountain of the hill, حَتَّى يَخْرُجَ مِمَّا قَالَهُ فِيهِ, till he could get out of the thing which he said, till he could prove the thing which he said in a false way. This hadith came in the book of Uyuni Akhbar al-Radha, volume number 2, in the page number 33. The second thing which our Prophet said is this, that actually accusing of the others, it is a sign of a lecher. Lecher means fasiq. Those who are lecher, those who are fasiq, it is their attribute that they are accusing the others. Our Prophet said, "Man, our Prophet, peace be upon him in his household, said, "Wa amma alamatul fasiq fa arba'a." Do you know what are the attributes of a lecher? The attributes of a fasiq. Fasiq has 4 attributes and 4 characteristics. فَأَرْبَعَةٌ أَلَامَةُ الْفَاسِقِ فَأَرْبَعَةٌ. One is lahu, اللَّهُ, وَاللَّغُ, وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and the fourth is وَالْبُهْتَانِ. Buhtan means accusation. The fasiq, the lecher, he used to accuse the other people, the innocent people. The third hadith which came from our Prophet is this, that whoever does not accuse the others and keep the fast and also do not commit the sins, and do not commit the haram, the false things, then Almighty Allah will take him into the paradise, into the Jannat. It is a hadith from our Prophet who says, Man sama shahra Ramadan, those people who can take and keep the fast of the month of the Ramadan, the holy Ramadan, fajtanaba fihi al-haram. In the month of Ramadan, he keep away himself from the false things and from the haram things. وَالْبُهْتَانِ, and also he do not accuse the others. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Almighty Allah will be satisfied of that person. وَأَوْجَبَ لَهُ الْجَنَانِ, and Almighty Allah will make obligatory for himself to enter this person into the paradise, into the Jannah. There is another saying from our first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says, do you know what is the most great sin, the major sin among these sins that are in the world? So do you know what is the greatest of all, which is like a sky? Our Imam said, that is accusation of the others. Al-buhtanu ala al-bari'i a'azamu min as-sama. This hadith came in the book of Bihar al-Anwar, the volume number 78, the page number 31. Our Imam said that accusing a person who is innocent and who is sinless, this accusation is a'azamu min as-sama. It is greater than the sky. Sky is too much big and great. But accusing of the others is greater than the sky. The fifth hadith is this, which our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, if a person accuses the others, this accusation will omit the beliefs in the heart. Our Imam said, إِذَا اِتَّهَمَ الْمُؤْمِنُ أَخَاهُ إِنْ مَاثَ الْإِيمَانُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ كَمَا يَنْمَاثُ الْمِلْحُ فِي الْمَاءِ. When a person accuses a believer, when a person accuses a mu'min, which that mu'min, that believer is his brother, إِذَا اِتَّهَمَ الْمُؤْمِنُ أَخَاهُ, when a believer, he accuses his brother, that his brother is also mu'min, in mathal imanu min qalbihi, then the iman, the belief will be finished, will be destroyed in his heart, will be omitted from his heart. Kama yanmathul milhu fil ma, as the salt, when you put it in the water, so it will be finished and there will not be salt anymore. So the same is the case with the belief in the heart of a person who is trying to accuse his brother. The sixth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, when a person accuses the others, so Almighty Allah will prison him, will put in the prison in the hereafter, which that prison is made from the fire. And he will be present in the fire of the hell. Our Prophet said, من ذكر امرأ بما ليس فيه, those people who are telling and blaming a person that he does not possess that habit, حَبَسَهُ اللَّهُ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ حَتَّى يَأْتِي بِنِفَاظٍ مَا قَال, then Almighty Allah will prison him, will put him in the jail, which that jail is in the فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ, in the fire of the hell, حَتَّى يَأْتِ بِنِفَاذِ مَا قَال, till that person could prove his blame and his accusation. The seventh hadith which our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said is this, that when you accuse the others, then of course all the relations, all the respects will be finished, will be destroyed. Our Imam said, من اتهم أخاه في دينه فلا حرمة بينهما ومن عامل أخاه بمثل ما عامل به الناس فهو بريء مما ينتحل. This hadith says, those people who are accusing his brother, so it means that the respect will be cut off, will be broken among them. So it is very clear and obvious that if a person accuse me, then I will not have any more and further respect to him. The 8 hadiths from our Prophet again. Our Prophet said, one day there were some of the followers of the Prophet, they were sitting in a gathering. Our Prophet addressed them, "Do you like to know who is the worst person?" Then some of the companion answered, "Yes, now we like to know it." Our Prophet said, "Ala ukhbirukum bi sharrin nas?" Do you like that I should aware you from the worst persons? The companion said, "Bala ya Rasulullah." Yes, we want to know it. Who are the worst persons? Then our Prophet said, "The worst persons are those that they deprive others from goodness." So they are the worst persons. The companion thought that it was the end of the saying of our Prophet, and our Prophet will not continue anymore. But after a while, our Prophet again said, "Do you know to inform you from those people who are worse than these people that I told you?" Then again, some of the companions and the followers of the Prophet said, "Yes, Bala ya Rasulullah. Yes, we want to know it." Then again, our Prophet said about the second group that they are worse than the first group. Then the companions again thought that the discussion finished. Our Prophet again addressed the people and said and asked from them, "Do you want to explain about those people and to inform you from those people who are worse than this group?" Then again the companion said, "Yes, we want to know." Our Prophet said, "The worse than this group is those people who are abusing the others and who are accusing the others." Those people who are abusing the others and those people who are accusing the others, they are worse than the previous groups. So from here we can understand that those people who are accusing the innocent persons, of course, they are the worst of all. Now, as we understood, according to the hadiths, that accusation is very bad habit. So let's know that our prophets, our imams, they advised us that you should keep yourselves away from accusations. And you should not put yourself in a place, and you should not go, and you should not sit with those persons that when the people see you, then blame you or accuse you. The first saying is from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, "أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِالتُّهْمَ مَنْ جَالَسَ أَهْلَ التُّهْمَ." Those people who sit near the bad persons, of course, they deserved to be accused. أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِالتُّهْمَ. They deserve, these people, to be accused. مَنْ جَالَسَ أَهْلَ التُّهْمَ. That they are sitting with the bad persons. And again, our Prophet said that you should not sit with these kind of people, that whenever the others see you with them, they accuse you, and you should not go with those places that whenever persons and believers see you, they think that you are also a bad person, as you are going in a very bad place. You are going in a place that the people are drinking wine there. And if you go and if you sit near them, then of course the other people, the believers, they will blame you and they will accuse you, and you are deserved to be do that. Our Imam Ali alayhi salam said, إِيَّاكَ وَمَوَاطِنَ الطُّهْمَةِ وَالْمَجْلِسَ الْمَظْنُونَ بِهِ السُّوءِ فَإِنَّ قَرِينَ السُّوءِ يَغُرُّ جَلِيسَهُ. And you should be aware, and you should pay attention, that you should not go into those places, that if you go and enter and sit with the bad persons, then of course the other people will accuse you. فَإِنَّ قَرِينَ السُّوءِ يَغُرُّ جَلِيسَهُ. And it is the habit of the persons that if you sit near the bad persons, the people will think that you are also bad. Why? Because فَإِنَّ قَرِينَ السُّوءِ, surely the worst friend, he will have an effect upon his friend, and he will deceive his friend. يَغُرُّ جَلِيسُهُ. And again there is a saying from our Prophet who said, مَنْ وَقَفَ نَفْسَهُ مَوْقِفَ التُّهْمَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ مَنْ أَسَاءَ بِهِ الظَّنِّ. And those people who sit near bad persons, and he go to the bad places, so he should not blame anyone except himself, because he himself, he entered in a place and he sit and he visited those bad persons, that they are committing sins and they are drinking the wine and they commit mistakes. So if you go and visit them and become their friends, then of course the other people will blame you, while if you in reality do not drink wine and do not commit the sin, so the people will think that he is also like his friends. So it is our duty that we should understand it carefully. Of course, as I told you, that accusation of the others, it is a very great sin, and we all should try to understand it at first, that Almighty Allah make it forbidden, and we are not allowed to accuse the other people, the innocent people, especially the women. And if we do that, then of course there, the relations between the societies will be broken, while according to the Islam tries and emphasizes that there should be a very safe society, so that the people should respect each other. Even if Islam did not say and aware and did not give these informations about accusations, by nature we know it and we can understand it. Our pure nature says that it is not a good habit to accuse an innocent person, and we should try to emit and to finish this habit. And God willing, we will continue our discussions. And thank you very much as you have followed this program. And I hope that you could use from these golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and also from the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.